Our Solar Systems Coalesced, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Fox and Thorn. This is part two of the Bender AU Ficlets series. "Please stop throwing yourself off buildings," Thorn says, ragged in a way that makes Fox hide a smirk behind his pad. "We're not all airbenders, and some of us have more self-preservation than a concussed Tuka." "You mean you're cowards," Fox says disdainfully, and scrawls his CC number on the bottom of the form, sends it, then closes the pad and clips it to his belt. The wind is strong here. Coruscant's wild weather pockets spitting out hurricane gales and stinging rain, despite the fact that Fox knows the weather system is set for balmy sunshine. It's making the rappel lines flap and swing alarmingly, not that Fox cares about that. Thorn seems like the type to, though. "Affected by gravity, Fox, not cowards." Fox rolls his eyes, pulling his helmet on and checking the comm. They haven't gotten a go signal yet, and Stone's generally good about not carking up, but Fox is feeling antsy. Their thief has been breaking into the Senate every single night, like a taunt, and only leaving signs on their way out, like they're daring the guard to catch them. Maybe it's a personality flaw, but Fox has never met a dare he didn't immediately latch onto with teeth, and he sees no reason why this should be any different. And besides, this wind makes Fox want to throw himself right into the slipstream, see how far he can ride it before he has to start catching himself. If he aims right, he might be able to make it all the way down to the second level of the Undercity. There's a good access point near here, and the wind is temptingly strong. "You're not even pretending to listen to me, are you?" Thorn asks on a sigh, martyred, like he's the only reasonable one here. "I only start pretending to listen when you stop bitching," Fox says without sympathy, and checks the time again, shifting impatiently. It's getting towards morning, and he's run out of paperwork to kill time with. If the thief wants to move, they should do it now while Fox is in a relatively good mood and not cranky from boredom. He's also curious. Whatever the hell kind of bender they are, no one's been able to work it out. "Fox!" A shadow, quick, darting. Fox almost misses it, because it blends in with the hundreds of other shadows shifting in the light from the passing speeders. Something about this is different, though, more fluid, more noticeable. He jerks his head up, and in that same moment, a speeder's lights wash across a window at just the right angle, illuminating a figure in dark clothes, headed at a run down a corridor that should have been locked down when that wing of the Senate was evacuated. There's no pausing, no moment to think. Fox is moving before he can even register the motion, and he twists, hands up, will behind the motion. Leaps. The wind catches him like wings, like vast hands, and he hurtles down off the side of the building, arrowing straight for the line of windows across the way. Like every time, bending is instinct and an adrenaline and a burst of vicious knife's blade joy that ricochets through Fox's whole body, rises to flood him entirely, and he twists, foot leading, and feels the whirl of air that cracks glass like it's a piece of himself. There's shouting from behind him, troopers scrambling to follow, but Fox doesn't care. He's a howling wind, he's a hurricane, and when he explodes into the hallway, a gale rising to scream around him, it feels like he's the most powerful thing in the whole galaxy. Like he's invincible, untouchable, free. No one's ever going to take that away from him. Fox won't let them. The end.